This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Welcome to the Midwife Pip Podcast Bite Size, the home of all things pregnancy, birth, and motherhood. This week, I'm sharing with you some golden moments and nuggets of information that will change your pregnancy, birth, or postpartum journey for the better. You'll find the full episode linked in the description. But for now, wherever you are, let's dive into some short but transformative chats. Today's clip is from episode 59 with expert Charlotte Sterling Reed, chatting about everything you need to know when starting out with weaning your little one. In this clip, we discuss all the essentials to get your baby off to the best start on solids, busting myths, and laying the foundations for a healthier eater in the longer term too.
Couldn't figure out how I could do potato finger food style, but actually you just make it really simple. And I like the fact that you sort of suggest giving some, for example, sticks of potato along with some like mashed or pureed potato. So they're experimenting with it in two different ways. Yeah. And I think, I know we said like we want to make it really fun and we want to encourage them to play with their food, but it is also quite handy if we get some nutrition in them, isn't it? I think that's where spoon feeding can be a little bit helpful.
Definitely. I mean, I would say in that first week or so, you know, those first 10 days, they really are experimentation. Okay. And we don't worry. You know, sometimes parents come to me and they say, they've got nothing in, so I'm going to do the 10 days again. And I'm like, no, don't, you know, let them play, let them explore, but move them forward. If they're ready for weaning, you don't need to keep doing it until you feel like, yeah, they've got it now. You know, so move forward with it. But, you know, those first 10 days are really experimenting. But thereafter, and again, in my book on day 11, I start to build in iron rich foods, or I think it's day 12 actually, I start to build in iron rich foods, because that's actually is important for us to start getting iron rich foods into baby's diet. So I mean, you know, it is still about going at baby's pace, and it is about kind of exploring and letting them have fun with it. But yeah, one of the reasons why I wrote it in that detail in my book was because, even though to some people it might be like, well, it's really obvious, like you boil a potato, you mash some of it, you leave some of it as a stick, but how long do I boil it for? Like, how? What kind of size and shape should I be cooking it? And it might seem like obvious questions to some people, but actually, when you're a new mum and you're very, very tired and everything is new and you are literally learning the ropes as you go along, it can be quite terrifying. And all of a sudden, boom, we've got to start giving them food. What do I even do, you know? And that is exactly why I've kind of tried to break it down. So, you know, how long to boil the potato for? What should it look like? You know, I've got images of finger food squished so that you can actually see the kind of texture in the book. And then, you know, yeah, how to then make that into a puree that's like also appropriate for baby to have alongside. So, yeah, that's, I'm glad that you found that helpful, because that was exactly what I wanted to do, just take the pressure and take the stress off of parents who've already got enough on their plates.
Oh, I absolutely found that so, so helpful. And I also found it really interesting because I think when we see it, when we think about pureed baby food, and my husband was a classic, he was like, can't wait to give him mashed banana. And my mum was like, oh, you know, you need to puree apple and all this kind of stuff. And that is what I think we often think of is mashed banana when we think about weaning a baby. But your approach is very much getting those bitter vegetable tastes in first. Why is that, Charlotte?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, so not necessarily bitter, but basically babies are born with a preference for sweeter foods. So if we give them something sweet, like apple, pet off that sneeze.
Yeah. Apologies. Finley's really enjoying listening because he loves his food. So he's like, give me all of that.
if you give babies, you know, apple and pear and banana, it's absolutely fine to do so if you want to. There's no problem with it. However, they are going to readily accept those because they already have a preference for sweet foods. So those foods are likely to get gobbled up. However, when you then try and introduce something like broccoli or something savory or even something more neutral, they're more likely to be, you know, no, not sure about this. Give me that sweet stuff that I really enjoyed and that I'm kind of born to prefer. So actually, weaning is about experimenting with the new. And there is research that shows that introducing savory and bitter veggies for those first taste of weaning can actually increase the acceptance and the liking of those later on. And sometimes that's what we often struggle to get little ones to eat, is the vegetables, because they are much more preferring the sweeter options, or sometimes like the carbohydrate options are more preferred by little ones. So experimenting with a variety of flavors from a young age can help to develop their palate, help them to get used to a much wider variety of taste that they don't already easily accept. So it's playing and experimenting with the new, it's trying new taste, and it's trying to develop their familiarity and therefore acceptance with much wider array of taste, including those bitter and savory ones that are a little bit less well accepted. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And I genuinely just hadn't thought about it until I read that in your book, and I was like, well, of course that makes sense. If all I ever got to eat was chocolate, I'd be like, lovely, thanks very much.
Yeah.
And then if you suddenly gave me some broccoli, I'd be like, what is that in comparison? Yeah. So actually it makes perfect sense in the way they develop. And we all want children that are confident eaters, that are happy to eat whatever we're eating, don't we? We none of us want to sort of have babies where mealtime is a constant battle. I know that's one of our massive fears with weaning. Yeah. So actually, the way you start approaching it, I think, it makes perfect sense building those foundations. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is, like I say, it's not black or white. It's not like this is the only way, or if you do this, your child will 100% be a really great eater, because there's loads of other factors involved, loads. But this is one way that you can help, as I say, to build their familiarity with a much wider variety and get those bitter notes and those other flavours starting to become more familiar and more normal for them, so that they are more likely to accept them. So, you know, I never kind of promise like this is it, this is all you need to do, because as you know, with everything, there's so many factors, it's so complicated. But there is research that shows that this absolutely can help. So it's a step in the right direction, basically.
Absolutely. And no one likes change, do they? So, and then weaning is a massive change for babies. So I think the way we approach it is so important. Now, when we sort of spoke about some of the foods to think about, but when, like, how often should we start? So say like tomorrow we decide, right, we're going to start our weaning journey. We're about 6 months. Do you offer like a meal? Are you going like breakfast, lunch and dinner with me? How do we kind of navigate that sort of first day or that first week?
I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized clip, and why not go ahead and share it with others? If you want more, go back and listen to the full episode linked in the description. Before you go, please can you do one more thing? Make sure you've hit that subscribe button, as it helps me and the podcast reach out to and support even more women with crucial, expert and reliable information through the podcast.